Dental care in Ireland is completely inaccessible, especially for people in rural areas. In Donegal, children are lucky if they've seen a dentist once by the time they're done in school. Many of them have not seen one at all. I know this from experience, having four children, and I would say maybe one has seen a dentist and the rest have not, unless you go privately. The Irish Dental Association has outlined just half of targeted children for school dental screening were screened in 2022. And of those who are seen, many are being seen late, with almost a 10-year backlog in accessing services in parts of the country. It is very common for children in Donegal to receive their first appointment when they are nearly finished primary school or well into secondary school. The HSE threshold for children and teenagers to avail of essential dental treatment like extractions or orthodontic work is far too high. Many children in Donegal are forced to go cross-border to access essential dental treatment. And this is not for cosmetic procedures, Minister. This is for essential treatments. The application process can be complex and confusing, with many constituents feeling misled or unclear about the eligibility requirements. Some of the requirements to ensure reimbursement are unnecessary and frankly ridiculous. When you go into the north, you would have to purchase an item in the north from a shop, which would be a receipt to show that you're actually in the county of Derry or Tyrone when you're going to the dentist, and that receipt then would be proof. Instead of the dentist actually filling the paper, they don't take. You have to have the receipt. It's bizarre, some of the things people have had to do. Many people are unaware of these requirements, believing that the application and the confirmation of the clinic would be enough, which is not the case. And many people are misled and are out significant amounts of money in some cases. The Ombudsman himself, Keir Darring, has criticised the HSE for an unreasonable, inflexible approach at administrating the scheme. The fund treatment abroad for healthcare, which in the state is either unable to provide or unable to provide in a timely manner in Ireland. In the report, in sickness and in debt, the Ombudsman found that some of the patients faced a fight to be reimbursed for their legitimate costs they had incurred for necessary treatment that they had received abroad. Many people were forced to borrow money and some fell into debt as a result. In other cases, to have treatment abroad was unreasonably refused or delayed. This is completely unacceptable. It's clear that the application process needs to be far more accessible and that the scheme needs to be flexible. We also need to address the severe lack of dentists, and this is what is causing such a backlog. Last year, there were only one dentist per 2,500 eligible medical card patients in Ireland. One in six patients are on private dental care or waiting lists over 3 months for elective appointments, while half of the patients are being forced to wait longer than 3 months for specialised care. The Irish Dental Association has also outlined issues regarding staffing across the sector, which is limiting capacity and patient access. We have an over-reliance on non-EU students at our dental schools that are growing to need to increase the numbers of places available to undergraduates in the country. We need to start taking necessary steps to address this. I agree with this motion, but we need to provide significant increase in dental school places in the University College Cork and Trinity College Dublin, but we also need to expand significantly beyond Dublin and Cork. It's clear that we need to establish a new dental school, and this should be established in the northwest. I don't believe we can properly address issues of public or private dental sector, particularly in rural areas, without establishing a dental school in the northwest. The Atlantic Technological University steadily growing. It's developing its campus. There's new courses going on all the time. The university should be supported in establishing a dental school to address the staff shortages, the clinic closures we are seeing across the country. The HSE needs to step up its recruitment. There's dentists in Donegal and beyond that would work, that would help. The government need to ensure significant investment to ensure this upcoming budget that this is addressed. Oral health has often been left behind and health budgets, despite the fact there's so many oral health issues are preventable, and early intervention is available if it is caught in time. But like everything else, the government sits in its hands and allows issues to grow and fester until we have a full-on crisis. It's time we break this vicious cycle.